All right, so let's play a little real or fraud with the undefeated teams in the NFL through 3 weeks, right? I think there's only one way to start this with the defending Super Bowl champions, the two-time defending Super Bowl champions. And again, everybody's definition of real or fraud can be different, right? And have different components and different elements. But I would say this. For the Kansas City Chiefs, you would say they're what?
They're 100% real.
Okay.
Man. What are you talking about?
I would say they're real. I would not say they're 100%. I would not say. I don't know what that was.
Look at the three teams they had to face to start the year.
I understand that. Baltimore.
They're 3-0.
I get it. Baltimore and Cincinnati at home. They won both of those games by a whisker. And then they got a fortunate break on a third down call, on a blown call, on the final drive for the Atlanta Falcons on the road, granted, and won a game, again, by a whisker. Well, maybe a couple of whiskers. So here's why I said they are real, because obviously they are the two-time defending champions. But let me just tell you this. I don't know what Travis Kelce, what happened to him over the offseason, and he admitted on that podcast that you people all love, that he sucked and that he's been terrible. I don't know what's going on in his life, if he's been partying too much, traveling too much. I have no idea. He's being a rock star. Maybe it's just age and time, but he has not been a factor. They have no Isaiah Pacheco. They're bringing up Kareem Hunt, who hasn't played for them in 6 years, from the practice squad. Their offensive line is in flux, is how I would describe it. Patrick Mahomes, they're playing too deep. The one thing that I would say that has been pretty consistent about the Chiefs is when they have to have it on defense, Steve Spagnuolo finds a way to dial it up, and somebody comes through, whether it's Chris Jones, whether it's the good corner, the good young corner that they kept. They lost L'Jarius Sneed. They lost Gay, I think, over the offseason.
Willie Gay.
So
defense has been what's carried them over the past couple of years. They're in the Patriots phase of their dynasty. They're like, it's very Patriot-like. Terms of, you paid Pat, now you have to really hit on your draft picks, which they've done. Defensively, like Jalen Watson and what they've got on that in their young secondary, their safeties are really good as well. Like, I don't worry about them, because when the lights shine the brightest and it's time to go, like they're
you know
they're
who's
there.
Been great for them? Nick Bolton.
Nick
Bolton's been really good. Leo Chanel has been pretty good for them down the street. They still, and again, Spagnuolo just seemingly has the right sense, the right timing. I still love, and this is why I wanted the Commanders to do it, I still love the blitz that he dialed up on 3rd and 6 midfield against Burrow at the end of the Cincinnati game. It was the last snap that Burrow played in that game. He got lit up like a Christmas tree, and it helped change that game around. So anyway, I think the Chiefs, you think the Chiefs are real. However, I would caution everybody. I do not think they are any kind of juggernaut. I do not think they are absolutely incapable of being beat. As a matter of fact, I have them going down this week. They're at the Chargers.
Are you on crack?
What do you mean?
You have them losing to the Chargers?
Like, do you understand that the Chargers were 2-0 going into last week, lost their starting quarterback midway through the second quarter, and like, almost could have won that game?
The Chargers haven't played anybody the first 2 weeks. What are you talking about?
Well, they
about?
Played the Steelers last week.
And lost.
Okay.
And the Steelers are the biggest speaking of fraud, they're the biggest fraud of the 3-0 teams.
Fine. Not I agree close. With you. We actually agree on something.
Their defense is very good.
Their
defense is good. Their quarterback is
nothing more than average or mediocre. Exactly. Nothing more. I won't call him because it pisses off Eddie D. But I won't call him terrible. Justin Fields is a guy that's going to make one or two plays a game, and that's it. And so
Chris
far, he's
Russell
done a pretty
just
good job.
Came out of his pecker and said that your beak, whatever you want to call it, that the Chiefs are going to lose to the.
Like that can't happen. What are you talking about?
On smelling salts or something?
What are you talking? What league are you watching?
You drinking saline?
Seriously?
Huh?
What league are you watching?
Did somebody put roofies in your trail mix?
What league are you watching? You don't think this could be a possibility?
It's almost I think they're going to go down this week. You said it with so much conviction.
Yeah, they're on the road. They've barely squeaked by in three games.
I guarantee you, Grant and Allison Paulson do not think that the damn Kansas City Chiefs.
What do they know?
I mean, Grant's, it's one half the Doubleman twins. Right.
The Buffalo Bills.
I never really heard of Grant Paulson.
Exactly. The Buffalo Bills are right up the road on 95. Sunday night football against the Baltimore Ravens. Are the Bills real or are they a fraud?
They're real, but I have concerns about the injuries that they've suffered on defense. They have been beaten up on that side of the ball already. It's my only concern with that group. But I think they're playing as well as anybody. I like their formula offensively. For years, we've been talking about, can they add that layer of toughness in terms of running the football? James Cook is running it well. Curtis Samuel's getting involved in the running game. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, we all know what he can do as a runner.
They have a couple of good tight ends.
The Bills, Sean McDermott was somebody that I said was on the hot seat coming into this year, and the Bills have come out guns a-blazing, and they look like the best team in the NFL.
But I will tell you this, at 3-0, even though I think they're going to be able to move the football against Baltimore's defense, as we talked about yesterday, I think, what was the
Baltimore's got to make them one-dimensional. That's going to be the key.
Right. But the number was the Ravens have what, the second worst pass defense, right?
Ravens have the best run defense though.
Right, but well, and that's a problem.
It's so early that I think some Ravens of these can stats make
them. No,
much.
I know. If the Ravens can make them one dimensional, I agree. But I think the Bills are going to be able to move. What I don't know is, are the Bills going to be able to shut down Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson? And are they going to have trouble on the back end with Zay Flowers? And if Lamar...
Ed Oliver and Daquan Jones are playing like beasts.
No, I understand.
In the middle, so...
I understand. Greg Rousseau has been really good.
Well, that's the problem.
I mean,
who's going to guard? Who's going to try to stop Greg Rousseau, Epinenza, and Von Miller?
Yeah, well, and Baltimore's missing three of their... there were three of their starting lineup from offensive linemen from last year. And unfortunately, their offensive line coach passed away right before the year. I think the Bills are real. I do not think they're frauds yet. I think the Baltimore Ravens win this game coming up on Sunday night.
It's real!
Yes. The other team that we haven't gotten to, there's 4-3-0 teams. Is that right? Mm-hmm. The Seattle Seahawks. You already said they're real.
I think they're for real.
Okay.
I think Geno Smith's playing some of the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
I'm going to go real as well. So that means we're going to agree on too many of these teams. Exactly. The Seattle Seahawks. Look,
they had a big game this week.
Look, Mike McDonald. I mean, listen.
That's who I wanted.
We
if
all
it wasn't,
knew.
If it wasn't my guy, who did I want originally?
I don't
McDonald.
Know. I mean, you changed. You change your choices like people change their underwear.
Mike McDonald
hopefully.
Was the guy I wanted.
Yeah,
initially.
I mean, Mike McDonald's a great young coach. Yeah. He's got energy. He's sophisticated.
I wanted McDonald.
Defensive
I wanted
scheme.
Raheem Morris.
It's an attack defensive scheme. I wanted all of those guys. I mean, I love Dan Quinn, but I wanted all of those guys too.
I didn't want Dan Quinn. I'll be honest.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, you know, Dan Quinn's doing okay so far. Anyway, the Seahawks. See, people, I think when they think of the Seahawks, like the other day, their backup running back. Zach Charbonnet, carried the load because Kenneth Walker is not even healthy, right? They're doing a lot of this without Kenneth Walker. Now, if they can keep Geno Smith standing, which they couldn't last year, and if they don't have to go to Sam Howell, okay, I think the Seahawks are absolutely for real. So I will say they're for real. But the question becomes is, can they take what they are?
Mm-hmm.
Go on the road and beat a really good team in a big spot. You know, beat a Green Bay.
But
beat
this
a
is the thing. They got Detroit this weekend in prime time.
Right.
No Frank Ragnow.
Right.
I think it's going to be the coming out party for Byron Murphy, man. I mean, he has been a game wrecker the first couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Him going up against backups on the interior, I mean, he should win that matchup.
That game is at Detroit, correct?
Yes, and let me tell you who else.
So this is the first real big time. Because I'm sorry, last week the Dolphins with their backup quarterback in Skylar Thompson and then their third quarterback playing and no Raheem Mostert, not a test. Week two, yes, they went on the road. They beat New England, who I understand had beaten Cincinnati the week before, but they beat them in overtime, right? And we know New England is challenged. And week one, they smacked around Bo Nix in Denver. So I don't think Seattle's really been tested yet. This is their first major test, and maybe I'll feel differently on Monday morning.
So this is the problem with Detroit. They're all
Tuesday morning. I'm sorry. That's the Monday
in the secondary. Chris Godwin Godwin went ape, you know what, against them. Big game for whoever's in the slot, whether it's Lockett, whether it's Smith-Njigba. They can't cover slot guys to save their life.